Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quranicle. I'm your host, Quran. Hello, everyone. So today's episode, I will be talking about gratitude. So this is the season of joy and gratitude, and I want to spread some cheer. So I'll be talking a little bit about what is gratitude and why it's important, and I will end with some ways on how to practice gratitude. But first, a word from our sponsor. And we are back. So gratitude is such an important topic for me. When I'm feeling down or I need to see a different perspective, I will try to take a moment to see what else could be happening for me. So this is where I think about gratitude and like what's been going on in my life. So what is gratitude? There are so many definitions that have come out around what is gratitude. It has been talked about as a mood, as a feeling. And for me, I see it as both a mood and a feeling, an emotion and a feeling. And so my definition of gratitude is having some positive emotion or some positive feeling by being thankful and appreciative of something or someone, some place, whatever that comes out to be. There's a recognition of something happening, but also thinking about this, it's also a conscious moment that we have to express something that we are thankful for. And so that brings out so much for me when I think about what gratitude is, what I'm happy for, what makes me happy, what makes me excited, what has made me smile during the day. And so one thing that I've been thinking about is like, how can I be more grateful? How can I show more gratitude consciously throughout the next year? And we'll talk a little bit about that towards the end of the episode. And so there's been a lot of research on gratitude, which started back in the 1950s. And that research just continues to grow. And so there are different types of gratitude that you can think about. So the first one is the affective trait gratitude. And so this is where gratitude comes naturally for some people to express, which, yes, some people can just like be naturally excited, naturally happy, but it doesn't always come that naturally to everyone. And so that's one type that we can think about. There's also gratitude as a mood. And so this means that there are going to be times or specific periods of time where gratitude can be expressed. And so there may be points where I feel so good, so happy to be able to express this gratitude towards someone else, something else. But then there's going to be times where I just can't do that, and that's okay. But it's also thinking about like, how can I make sure that there's some level of positivity, or I don't even want to say positivity, because we can't be positive all the time. But some level of gratitude is being shown, no matter how small it is. So thinking about even in those moments where I can't find anything like significant to be grateful for, or anything significant that does provide some joy, I can find something tiny in those moments. And the last one is gratitude as an emotion. And so this is when people have a particular experience that helps them feel that gratitude. So you're experiencing gratitude in some way because of some moment that has come up for you. And so we want to make sure that, again, we're being conscious, we're paying attention to all of those things, so that we can cherish a lot of these moments that are coming up. And I always suggest to people to write these things down too, because a lot of times when things are just like in our heads, it doesn't feel like it's real. It doesn't feel like we can do much of anything with it. And it's also important if we write it down that in those moments where we can't pull up anything that I'm grateful for, or that makes me happy or joyful, that I can go back to this time and see, oh, there has been times, or there was a time where I did feel those moments. And so with all of these, it's important to recognize that you're not always going to feel gratitude, but I can try to take a moment to deal with whatever it is and find something small to have in my pocket around being grateful. Now that we have a bit of an idea of gratitude, I want to talk about why it's important. And that first part, is not an exhaustive list of like things around gratitude and whatnot. I just want to give a quick little information about gratitude, because it is, again, it is such an important aspect of how we see things and the different perspectives that we have. And so gratitude can have some short-term and long-term effects. And I would say the longest-term effect is some change in the brain. It provides a new perspective on things, and gives us a new way to potentially see something. Gratitude can also help to overpower some negative emotions that we're having. So a lot of times when we're feeling terrible, or we just feel absolutely disgusting, we can bring up something that we are grateful for, or paying attention, being conscious, being mindful, being intentional around something that is also going well for us at this point. A lot of times when I'm working with clients, or when I'm even just talking to myself or to other people, I talk a lot about like when there's one negative thing going on in your life, you should think about two positive things. You should be intentional around finding those two positive things that could sort of negate that. It's okay to be able to sit in the emotion for a little bit, sit in the thought process a little bit of what's happening, because that's how you're going to process through some of those things. But you don't want to sit and perseverate on those negative things. And so thinking about think about what that looks like when you are bringing up those two positive things. And I also say to people, our brains are like Teflon for the positive stuff and Velcro for the negative stuff. So no matter how big or how small that negative thing is, it's going to stick to it. It's going to stick to our brains. Whereas no matter how big or how small the positive things are, it will usually slide off unless we are being intentional in what we're doing and how we're seeing those things. So that's where that comes about, where we're thinking about how gratitude can overpower some of these negative emotions. And also being able to express gratitude can bring up some feelings of joy, and feelings that and thoughts around things may not be all bad. I think a lot of times when we are experiencing something, there are these moments where we're like, oh my gosh, everything is terrible. Why am I doing this? Why do I have to do this? And with gratitude, not saying that it will take all of that away, but we can feel things a little bit differently when we have when we bring up those that stuff that's that we're feeling good about or happy, grateful for. And it also helps to switch up the attention from the attention from the negative emotions and thoughts versus the good feelings. And so it helps us to bring about again some change in the perspective of what is good, what is not good, what is going well, what may not be going well, and then also putting that into perspective around, is this something that I can deal with right now? Is this something that I need to put away for a little bit to allow myself to process it a little bit more later on when I'm in a mindset where I can process and see different things going on. Gratitude is also important because it can help combat depression. It can reduce the symptoms of depression. It can reduce symptoms of anxiety, which can also improve that physical health, mental health. A lot of times we forget about how much physical health and mental health are connected. And when the mindset is shifting a little bit, our physical health, our mental health may be able to improve in some capacity. It helps to lower stress. And lastly, it's important to remember that gratitude builds over time. It's not something that we're going to be able to just think about, or maybe not think about, understand and maybe believe right away. Allowing yourself to not giving yourself permission to feel, again, to feel those feelings that you're having, but also not beating yourself up if you don't get if you're not able to find that gratitude right away. I know so many times where I have spoken with clients. I mean, even for myself, I will sometimes beat myself up for not being able to see something in a different way. It's not always that easy. As I talked about earlier, there are some people that it can be natural for them, or there may be a specific thing that they can do, but it's not always going to come naturally for everyone. So really paying attention to and giving yourself the grace to say, I'm building this up. It doesn't have to be perfect at the like right at first. So now to some practical things. So what can we do to practice gratitude? There are so many things, and I just want to say this is not an exhaustive list of things to do. One way is to write things down every day. What are things that have made me happy, joyful? What went well for me? What am I thankful for? This can be done in several different ways too. You can do a journal, where it's just something that you have with you, or something that you're doing at the beginning of the day, the end of the day, or you can do some level of like a gratitude jar, which is what I was talking about a little bit earlier, where you will either at the end of it each day, beginning of each day, beginning or end of each week, you write down something that you did well, you that went well, that made you happy, that made you smile, and you throw that in the jar. And at the end of the year, you have either 365 things to look at, 52 things to look at, whichever way you decided to do it. And it gives a sense of, okay, everything wasn't that bad in this year. And it puts you into a in potentially puts you into a better mindset going into the new year. And so I did this, was it 2020? Yes, I did this back in 2020. And yeah, there was, as we all know, there was a lot of crappy things that happened during 2020. But it was very helpful for me to see, like, okay, not everything was bad this year. And it also helped me to shape 2021 a little bit more for myself. I hate to admit it, I did not do it this year. I did not do it last year. But I was talking to my partner, and we are going to probably do it going into 2023, just to see, like, and experience those things a little bit more for us. And then also with the journal, and with the gratitude jar, this provides more of a tangible way to see what those things were that were going well, what those things have been, and I can go back and look at it later, when I am feeling pretty crappy, and really need some type of motivation in some way. Another way to practice gratitude is through meditation and mindfulness. So we can think about, like, being present, being intentional in the things that we are doing, practicing those different mindfulness things, and whatever else comes up for us. Meditation. I know meditation doesn't work for everyone, but what does that look like for us, for me to be able to meditate in some capacity, if it does work for you? And how does that keep me motivated, keep me grounded, and grateful or thinking about gratitude. You can also think about, how can I thank someone every day or every week for something, and really putting in that intention of what you are thanking them for. So that is like, just be, again, being mindful around, this person, this thing has helped me in some way. I want to express my gratitude towards them or towards it. So I'm going to say something to them. And if that isn't comfortable for you, definitely, like, that's totally okay. It may still be beneficial to write those things out as well. And as I said, these are just a few examples of what you can do, but they can also be very powerful ways to change the way that we are thinking and the way that we are feeling. All right, so that is it for today. I want to thank you so much for listening. Again, new episode every Friday on Anchor. You can get that at anchor.fm/Chronicle or anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, any of those places you can find that. You can also find me on social media. So Instagram is Let's Talk LLC 412. Facebook, Talk Solutions LLC 412. Twitter, Let's Talk LLC 412. And also TikTok, Let's Talk Solutions LLC. I would also love to hear from you. On Spotify, there is a question that I'm posing, and also on Instagram. So how do you like to practice gratitude? I would love to hear all these ideas. But yeah, thank you again for listening, and until next time.